he may be a veteran, but the way he ran at Chester last time suggests that he may not be finished yet.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know how old he is, and he jumped out the stalls a length clear of everything when there was always pace angles everywhere, and no one really talked about him, and next minute his head's a length clear of all them younger horses, and right till the very last few strides there at Chester, his head was in front. So yeah, he can. He's still got it in his tank. Yeah.
And that was away from his beloved Nosemar, and he's back here. I mean, his record around here is just—it is extraordinary.
Well, he loves it. He does like it round Chester. He's got good form round Chester. But this is where he really is at home. And well, if he wins tomorrow, well, there'll be a lot of people shouting here, I'm sure.
Stall one. In a sprint handicap round here in a big field hasn't always been the greatest blessing.
Well, no, but I've just had a walk on the track first day, and it seems pretty even all over, so we'll see how the races carry on over the next couple of days. But you can never rule him out here, can you?
The public seem to love these old sprinters. I mean, is there any number of them around who are running York this week? What is it? Is it just because they've been around long enough? You see some good three-year-olds and they disappear, but Copper Knight simply comes back for more, comes back for more, and comes back for more.
Yeah, I mean, you get the similar sort of feeling when you watch jump racing as well, and them horses, you see them from when they're four till sometimes 11 and a lot older, so you see plenty of them days in, days out. Well, these flat horses, especially the good ones, everyone's thinking about going to stud with the mares or getting a stallion job for the stallions. So, but for an old horse like him, he's got one speed, he's a gelding, he loves racing, and he just keeps coming here time and time again, and you see him a few times every year, year in, year out, and I'm sure there's plenty of punters around York that have made a few quid out of him.
8 stone he's got. Well, in fact, he's actually racing him out of the handicap, so no dinner for you tonight.
Yeah, as long as he eats up. I'm not eating much, but as long as he eats up in the morning, we'll be happy.
And if he can do it, I mean, you will no doubt be aware, if you're first across the line tomorrow, how special it is.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a big cheer.
Thank you.